The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
A brand new week of What's On Your Mind. Boy, what a quiet weekend. Nothing going on. Very quiet. Sleepy. Kind of just a feet up, relaxed, rocking chair, sipping on a lemonade. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't that kind of weekend. It was ridiculously busy, but also politically exciting with a lot of things happening. I am really interested in what you think about what happened this weekend. You know, folks that are in the political world 24/7, 365, they think one thing, right? And I think the folks that make the state go think a different thing, quite honestly. And that's for both parties, you know. There's not always that connect with folks out there in the real world. So I am curious, those of you out there on the ranch today, keeping things humming on the farm, at the water cooler at the office, keeping our energy resources cranking in oil or coal or whatever. I'm interested in what you think. So that's why we call the question, What's On Your Mind. The question simply, what do you think about what happened this weekend? What's your takeaway? You know, I was chatting with Phil Parker earlier from the Phil Parker is from the Phil and Mark show. Right, Todd? PMS in the morning. Todd usually keeps it straight on the names.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was chatting with Phil Parker from PMS in the morning, Phil and Mark. I was just chatting with Phil. Do it every day at 8:40 and enjoy those conversations. And I was chatting with Steve Holstrom from the Need to Know morning show. So I'm making the rounds of the morning shows today and just chatting about, kind of the takeaways. And, there's one big story that I think has not got the attention that it should. That happened this weekend that I want to talk about. And the Kevin Cramer endorsement of Donald Trump is causing a lot of buzz. I'm hearing about that from a lot of people. And obviously you have the governor's race, and that was way tighter than I think a lot of people predicted. I mean, it was a close race. Rick Becker deserves a lot of credit for running a incredible race. He's probably a political story that's going to play on outside of this past weekend. In other words, it isn't, oh, Rick, he's gone now. It's like, and his speech very gracious. So there was that. There was the visit of Ted Cruz, and we're going to have our exclusive interview with him. You'll hear parts of today on the program. We have sat down with Ben Carson again in a talk radio town hall kind of format with Congressman Cramer. That was an interesting conversation. We talked about Donald Trump's faith. I think you'll be interested in that part of the conversation. But I honestly think the big story of the weekend was, do you remember on Friday we had an interview with Josh Gallion, and Josh was a candidate for auditor. He and Brian Croces were competing for the auditor spot. Two good guys, good people, vying for a spot, and, very different paths in life. You know, Brian Croces out of the business world and a publisher at the Bismarck Tribune vying for it, and Josh Gallion coming from the accountant world, if you will, at BSC, but a veteran, and really neat stories. And Josh Gallion ended up winning. He's the Republican-endorsed candidate for auditor. But that isn't the story I'm talking about. Literally, very early when things were happening on Saturday and getting all prepared for the day, the delegates all seated and things beginning, Jack Dalrymple about to welcome the masses there and give a speech, there was... an episode that was unbelievable, and I happened to be back on the concourse, and a fellow by the name of Robbie Loth came running up as fast as I've ever seen anybody run a set of stairs, and he looked at Roz Lightman, who was next to me, and Roz is, of course, the executive director of the Republican Party in North Dakota. He looks at Roz and says, "Where's the defibrillator?" And she zips about as fast back further into the concourse by the concession stands, and they rip this defibrillator out, and Robbie takes off 100 miles an hour back, and all we knew is that somebody wasn't breathing. And immediately you saw this descend on this individual back in the corner, and it was doctors and nurses and, you know, people that were obviously there as delegates but wanting to help. And then seconds later, the paramedics are there, and I think they worked on this fella for 20 minutes. And when I say work on, the paramedics are doing, you know, the paddles and the whole thing. And it's very obvious they have a very grave situation there. And, you know, for a while you could hear a pin drop and, you know, everything stopped. And they announced from the stage there was a medical emergency. I heard stories from, my daughter was a page this weekend. Haley was a page there. And she said the other pages said, you know, this person had gripped his chest and fell forward, and that's all you really knew, but you realize this was a grave situation. And they brought a minister up and said a prayer, which was very well done. Governor Dalrymple later, after they had taken him by, you know, stretcher out into the ambulance, after literally, you know, 20-plus minutes of working on him, the paramedics they're working on, this is probably a 45-minute ordeal. And Governor Dalrymple says, let's just take a moment of silence to, you know, to just think of the family here and what they're going through. And about 2 hours later, Kelly Armstrong, chairman of the Republican Party, who's chairing this whole thing, reads an announcement from the podium to say the family of the individual would like you to know that he is currently in stable condition. And the place erupted. The loudest cheer of the weekend. It was so darn cool. It was unbelievable. I mean, folks, that to me is, that's a miracle right there. Call me crazy if you'd like, but that's a miracle. And I don't know the current condition. By the way, to finish the story, it was Josh Gellion's father-in-law. It's his father-in-law. So imagine that. You're getting prepared to go in and you know, all the hype and everything else related to, you know, a race for statewide office and the nomination and everything else, and your father-in-law is fighting for his life on the floor of the convention. Just incredible. That was the story of the weekend. It was absolutely unbelievable. It really was. So, and a lot of eyes were on North Dakota. You're going to hear in our conversation with Ted Carson his belief of North Dakota's role in the presidential race. And, you know, it's very funny. I think you could easily have come into that arena, not been in any way, shape, or form for Ted Cruz, heard Ted Cruz and say, I don't know. I mean, it was that good, and the crowd loved it. They absolutely loved it. And then the next day, Ben Carson, and you could very easily have not been a Donald Trump fan and said, you know what, I'm for Donald Trump. Because he obviously now a full-throated supporter of Donald Trump, did a very good job of talking about Donald Trump, and also talking about, you know, his private conversations with him on things and not necessarily agreeing on everything, but believing that ultimately he is the kind of man that's going to put the right people around him and make the right decisions, and that ultimately he's the one that can win, and the Supreme Court lies in the balance, which has the potential to fundamentally change everything we love and believe about the United States of America. So it's very, very good. It really was. So anyway, I don't know the condition of that individual, and I don't know his name. I'm embarrassed that I don't even know his name. I just know he was Josh Gellion's father-in-law, but Josh is going to join us here a little later on in the program and give us an update. We'll have our conversation with Ted Cruz. We'll have an excerpt of our conversation with Ben Carson, all of which you heard on the KFIRE 550 and AM 1100 the Flag convention coverage this weekend. But if you missed it, we'll play it again, and we'll put them up on the website before we're done as well today. We are brought to you by the North Dakota Oil Can program. Are you familiar with it? I'd love for you to check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com or just like them on Facebook. That's a good way to keep updated on things that are happening. And it really is a good resource. So I have a neat little story up there about the Amish. They put up on Friday, the Amish live without all modern conveniences. except they use natural gas to operate water heaters, modern stoves, and refrigerators, as well as the power gas-pressured lanterns and lamps. How about that? Another energy impact. Kind of cool. So those are kind of tidbits and facts you can get from our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can program. I want you to know about that. We're also brought to you by Cloverdale, and our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is waiting for your calls today. We have Doug Burgum today on the show. Doug Burgum next hour in another Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour. So any and all questions and comments are welcome. 800-228-0550. And, you know, when you go to the TNT Diner in West Fargo, it's one of those legendary cafes. You know, every town has one, you know, like a little cottage cafe in Bismarck. Or I shouldn't start naming them because Darcy's Cafe in Grand Forks. You know, I mean, just you go to those little hometown cafes, you're having Cloverdale, folks. The sausage, the bacon, the ham, it's Cloverdale. And TNT Diner in West Fargo is one of those places. I have a $20 gift certificate. Enjoy some great Cloverdale food today. For the best caller of the day. So the bar is high. 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&SMotorsInc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
You are invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and in Fargo on April 5th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something here maybe can relate to. I was reading the paper yesterday, the grocery ads. Grocery there, he was advertising BLTs, right? Okay, bacon. B. L for a little more bacon, and T was popping off with bacon. So, like a BLT to me. Have a good day.
Love it.
It's my kind of sandwich. Tomatoes, they just don't do it for me. at all, right? And, you know, lettuce, yeah, I guess it just looks good on whatever, but I mean, I'm not, oh, that lettuce tastes so good. What is the purpose of lettuce?
Just to shut the vegetarians up, that's all.
Is it so they think you're eating healthy or what? I mean, like, yeah. If I have a salad, it's like,
quiet. Okay,
I'm going to put enough dressing, cheese, and croutons in the thing so I don't taste the green stuff, right? I mean, that's my rule of lettuce. Yeah. So I'm with the caller on the BLT.
But sometimes you just don't want to hear him whine, so you put that stuff in there. And
what did he say there? He said B is for bacon, L is for what again? T was for top
lots
of bacon.
Lots of bacon.
Oh, lots of bacon. And
a little more bacon, I think he said.
A little more bacon. Yeah. Well, I realized and said lots of bacon.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
I don't think anyone would disagree with the concept of lots of bacon either. But
Cloverdale Big Fiber Hotline is waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. And by the way, when you call, you press 1. You can leave a message if you do have a question for our guest next hour, Doug Burgum, candidate for governor on the Republican primary ticket now, coming up on June 14th. It's welcome or anything else on your mind. Want to talk about the weekend, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Want to talk about who the Democrats have chosen. Want to talk about you name it. I mean, and by the way, we did connect and get some times from the gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic ticket. And we're working on schedules right now, but he was nice enough to give us some time to work for him. Representative Marvin Nelson, Democrat from Walla, is going to join us on the program. We look forward to that as well. So, and I'm glad that he is willing to do that, because some Democrats, including the sitting United States Senator from the great state of North Dakota, do not think enough of you, the listeners, to come on this program, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And most importantly to her, the most listen to talk show in North Dakota. It's just downright odd. It really is. And listen, I guess some people could argue that you're going to ask tough questions and it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. And I don't think it's about me. Honestly, I don't. I think it's more about you. I really do, for the reason that with past experience, when Senator Heitkamp has been on, most of the questions from you have been ones that make her uncomfortable. Not for me. There's people that call. So I think it's the audience that concerns them, but it's unfortunate. And I like Senator Heitkamp. I really, really do. You know, people may think that's crazy, but I do. I mean, Joel Heitkamp and I are not enemies, right? I mean, he is a professional that happens to be, you know, of a different political persuasion and on different radio station. That's life, right? That's like, does Ford hate Chevy? They just understand there's a competitor, you know?
Well, wait a minute. Ford might hate Chevy. I mean, some Ford people like hate Chevy people.
Well, I don't hate anybody. So I'll tell you. And
that might not be the best analogy, but
yeah. And I don't hate competitors for sure. So I think there's good people out there of all political persuasions and ways of life and everything else. And you know, if you're passionate,
he only hates them if they're eating nothing but vegetables.
That's true. I hate the vegetables, but not the people eating them.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. And first caller from West Fargo. Let's go with that. First caller from West Fargo today. $20 at TNT's Diner on us, and you get some more Cloverdale. How about that? Yeah. We'll go with that today. 800-228-0550. All right. Josh Gallion is here. Josh is the Republican-endorsed candidate for auditor now. You heard him on Friday heading into the weekend. He comes out victorious with a big, big victory. Josh, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And I imagine, as exciting as the victory was, you had to have one heck of a stressful weekend, and your wife the same, because I was just telling the listeners about what I believe was the story of the entire weekend, and that was the crowd's response to your father-in-law's medical emergency, and then the news that he was in stable condition when people feared the worst. So, you know, was it difficult for you having to be in the middle of a political swirl while your wife is attending to her father in a very difficult medical situation?
Yeah, yes, very, very, very roller coaster weekend. A lot of ups, downs, back ups, and you know, I like being a little more consistent. But you know, I'd like to just say that we appreciate all the thoughts and prayers coming in for Tim. Yes, he is. He is still in critical condition, or you know, but they've stabilized him. And I know a lot of people have been asking for updates. They are still keeping him very sedated. They want to try to wake him up and do the auditory checks to make sure he can respond, wiggle his toes, squeeze his hand sometime today. So, you know, we do appreciate everything. He's not quite out of the woods yet. We still have an uphill climb, but no, I just want to tell everybody that we definitely appreciate all the prayers coming in.
So it sounds like prayers are still necessary, or we've still got a battle to wage yet. And by the way, Tim Mueller is your father-in-law's name, right?
Yes, yes.
And he and they're from where?
We live in Bismarck.
Okay.
Tim's Everybody's been here a long time. Yes, family lives in Bismarck. Tim and Glenna live in Bismarck. He's been there for both 40 years, maybe. Very active in the community, so he's very well known. He was on the park board for 20 years. I mean, he's been a wonderful husband, father, you know, public servant. He's really given back. So he's touched a lot of lives, coached a lot of soccer teams. That's probably where a lot of people know him. A lot of people are really rooting for him. We know we've heard a lot of messages on social media. So
that's great.
We just hope he comes out of this.
Absolutely. Well, it's certainly a miracle to this point to bring him to the point that he's at, given as grave as it was, obviously. But, you know, more work to be done for sure. And so we'll continue to keep in our thoughts and prayers and ask others to do the same and hope that we can continue to tell this incredible story. Just got a listener from Florence, South Dakota. Tim says, good morning, Scott. That was an awesome, awesome story about the gentleman with a medical issue. And I didn't know your father-in-law, right? I just knew that somebody from, I guess I didn't know Bismarck because I knew what district it was up there, but that was about it. And then I later heard that was your father-in-law. And so I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, you don't really want to wish this on anybody. But, you know, you try to find the silver lining in circumstances in life, and you couldn't have had it happen at a better place. We had a paramedic, like four rows behind him. There was a cardiac nurse. There was a long-term care nurse within arm's length. And his longtime friend, Sheriff Pat Heinert, was sitting right behind him. And when my mother-in-law noticed that he was non-responsive, she yelled for Pat, and he responded immediately. And those professionals jumped up. And I don't think if they weren't right there to respond as quickly as they did, we wouldn't be sitting right here with a fighting chance.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And of course, the paramedics there because the convention's going on. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So this is a story not yet finished. Josh, appreciate the update very much. We'll keep praying about it. Good luck to you. Looking forward to talking to you about your race between now and November for the auditor's race. Thank you so much. Josh Scallion with us.
You're welcome.
Keep those prayers coming from Tim Mueller, okay? Thanks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Plains Apache is your Apache Sprayer headquarters. Got a good group of folks on the sales front, on the service side, but really they get up every day and think one thing, sprayers. Everything they do is about sprayers. So you can really just know that going in. You walk on over the, probably drive, go see them over on East Side Court across from Bonanza and Mandan, or stop and see them off exit 60 south of Fargo and I-29, you're going to get that the moment you walk in the door. You're going to get not only new 2016 Apache sprayers are there, 2015 still with some good deals, used equipment as well, parts and service, and that new ET Ag Center. They're hiring, by the way, if you're looking for a field service technician, position or parts counter sales rep, highplainsapache.com. Check it out or give them a call. Dalton Scott and Todd sent you. All right. Senator Ted Cruz was in North Dakota over the weekend vying for delegates. I think the we got to dig into this. We won't get into it today, but I think the reports of Ted Cruz winning the delegates is a little overblown. All of North Dakota's Republican Party delegates are unbound. Meaning what? Meaning I can say I'm for Ted Cruz, but if I get there, I can go for somebody else. So
on what basis is he claiming victory then?
Well, that was really odd. That was pure spin. For one, no, how do you say victory? I mean, in other words, I think what happened is there were enough Cruz supporters to dislodge a lot of the establishment types from getting delegate spots, okay? And that is leading some to say, see, we knocked these people out, but the people that are in, I don't know that we can say that, you know. And again, just factually, they're all unbound. So I what I'm saying is, you know, may have been a good day for the Cruz folks as far as counting delegates, but I don't necessarily think I'd take that to the bank that, you know, it's not like a straw poll or, you know, anything else. In fact, there was a big debate about whether should we identify we are who we are, or in other words, I am for this person before you decide whether or not you're going to vote for me, and they did not. Partly, I mean, they voted it down, but partly because of, that's just the rules that say they're unbound. Anyway, Senator Cruz here, Dr. Ben Carson here, stumping on the presidential race. We had a chance to sit down with both, have nice conversations, and whenever these people come, I like to talk about the local issues. I'm interested about the national race, but I want to know what they think about, you know, the local front, and I spent some time with Senator Cruz on commodities, honestly, in our economy and everything being tied to ag and oil. And I want to share a little bit of that conversation with you between Senator Cruz and I. Here's that. North Dakota's economy, as I'm sure you're aware, is very tied to commodities. Our economy goes by the commodities, right, and where they're at. And obviously oil prices are down. Ag prices are down right now. One area that's really, really important in North Dakota and that economy, especially where you're at today, the River Valley, is sugar. Mm-hmm. I have tons of listeners who are, their livelihood, their future is in sugar. Many believe you are vehemently opposed to the sugar program. I want to first ask you if that's accurate.
Well, look, my view on sugar, and let me give you my broader view on government programs generally. I think we should be removing barriers to expanding marketplaces, to growing, to expanding agriculture. But I don't believe we should have government picking winners and losers. So I don't think you should have subsidies and federal mandates for any programs. And I think that, in the long term, ends up benefiting everybody, and it benefits ag in particular.
I agree. The problem is our competitors, right? So here's what they would say from the industry. How should they not be expected to compete with the billions of dollars in subsidies that come from Brazil and Thailand and other sugar supporters that they're giving, right, to their producers? So their governments are saying, here's big checks. Here's what one grower said. Thinking about how important sugar is to us, should we be prepared to abandon our own import protections when the larger exporters keep getting all of these government subsidies?
Well, look, I think that is a very good question. And if you look at our trade policy, it's one of the things that has been badly messed up under the Obama administration, is that our trade policy is not looking out for U.S. workers. So what happens is we end up letting in foreign goods, letting in foreign crops in vast numbers, and many times they're subsidized, as they are with foreign sugar. And yet, this administration has done a terrible job of opening up foreign markets to get our goods into their markets, that they block our goods at the same time while flooding our market. That doesn't make any sense. We need a president who's looking out for Americans first. You know, a few months ago, I sat down with a lot of the senior leadership of John Deere, and they were telling me about how difficult it is to sell tractors in China. They said, theoretically, American tractors can be sold in China. But the problem is the local provincial governments, they'll change the regulations, they'll change the spec orders, and adjust it so that only Chinese tractors meet them.
And we build better tractors.
We build better tractors, but they know exactly what they're doing, and they'll adjust it so, you know, the wheel has to be X diameter rather than Y diameter. And oh, look, it's only the Chinese tractor that meets those specifications. And right now, our competitors are eating our lunch. Because this president is not fighting for the working men and women of this country.
Aren't you making an argument for you're making the same argument they are to say, hey, it's unfair. They're manipulating the market. They're pouring all these monies in. And if you take away our sugar program, now we can't compete and the industry goes away.
Well, look, I think we can compete here at home. Now, it's a very good question about not allowing goods to come in when it's not on the level playing field. And, you know, one of the important things about my tax plan, anyone who wants to see the tax plan I'm campaigning on, it's a simple flat tax. But it is what's called border adjustable, which means if you're exporting goods, if you're exporting sugar, if you're exporting crops, if you're manufacturing and exporting, 100% of exports are tax-free. On the other hand, all imports coming into this country pay the 16% business flat tax. That means suddenly we have exports and imports fighting on a level playing field. That is going to result in millions of new jobs coming back to America. And let me say also to farmers and ranchers, listen, I represent Texas. Texas is a huge ag state. We've got vast numbers of farmers and ranchers. It's very, very important to us. And when it comes to our farming and ranching community, it's fundamental to food stability. It's fundamental to the strength of our economy, the strength of our middle class. If you look right now at the burdens that are hitting farmers, Washington is making it harder and harder for a family farmer to survive. You look at the EPA. As president, I will rescind the Waters of the United States rule, one of the most oppressive rules coming from the Obama administration. They're trying to turn a puddle or a drainage ditch into navigable water.
It hits energy, too.
It hits energy in a devastating way. And we have never seen a president willing to use the full Article 2 executive authority of the presidency to go after the regulators, to rescind regulations, to fire regulators who are putting in place job-killing regulations. That's what I intend to do. And removing the burdens of Washington on the people of North Dakota is going to allow people here to expand, farms to grow, small businesses to grow, more energy to be developed, wages to rise. Getting Washington off of our backs is critical to unleashing the economy. And you know what? We saw it with Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. And we're going to do the exact same thing of getting Washington off the backs of small business.
That is Senator Ted Cruz in our conversation Saturday in his visit to North Dakota. By the way, he brought Carly Fiorina with him. which was a surprise. We're waiting for Senator Cruz to come into the Shields Arena, and in the hold room we were doing the interview, steps from the stage, and in walks Cardi Fiorina, who was very gracious to our daughter, by the way. Very, very sweet, winking at her the entire time I was doing that interview. So she was as big a star as anybody, I think, at the weekend. She is a force. I like her a lot. Okay, so, Todd, have you got Unity Possible ready there? You see that? Okay, this is the question about, oh, just roll it. You'll hear
this race has been pretty ugly. I don't need to tell you, right? And a lot of people we hear from, they're saying, how do you ever unify after this, right? I mean, is it possible? Can you do it? And such damage. I mean, I know good, faithful conservative Republicans who say there's no way we can win in November. You can't repair this. Are they wrong?
We are going to win in November. And listen, it has gotten ugly. It's gotten nasty. And unfortunately, I can't control it. If another candidate decides to go personal, to go nasty, to go ugly, to go to engage in insults, to yell and scream and curse, to attack someone's family, to attack someone's wife, that is wrong. It's disgusting. It has no place in politics. I can't control what another candidate does. What I can control is what I do. And throughout the entire course of this campaign, I've not responded in kind. You've never heard me insult or attack another candidate. You've never heard me attack anyone else's family, go into the gutter. And I think the people of North Dakota, I think the people of America, they expect that. They're interested in what are your solutions to our problems? How do we bring jobs back to America? How do we raise wages? How do we protect the Bill of Rights? How do we protect our religious liberty, our Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms? And how do we keep ourselves safe from radical Islamic terrorism? How do we utterly destroy ISIS? That's where my focus is, and I think it's one of the reasons, number one, why I've survived in this campaign so long and become the leading competitor to Donald Trump with a head-to-head choice, is because I've kept the focus on the issues. When he's attacked me and insulted me, I have not responded in kind, and I'm not going to. I think that also sets the stage for uniting the party, because we can unite behind a shared vision. And I would note one real evidence of that unity. Of the 17 candidates who started, five of them now are supporting my campaign. Rick Perry, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, Jeb Bush, and Scott Walker. Now, that is a tremendous array of ideological diversity, of diversity across this country, and it's a sign of the Republican Party coming together. When you include people like Senator Mike Lee and Mark Levin, you've got the full ideological spectrum, and that's what it's going to take to win. That was the old Reagan coalition, and it's what we're seeing. And I'll tell you, we are beating Hillary Clinton. You want something encouraging? Just last week, Fox News came out with a national poll, showed me beating Hillary Clinton by 3 points, 47 to 44. But here's something that's particularly encouraging. Among young people, I'm beating Hillary Clinton by 14 points, double digits. Last two elections, Barack Obama won young people 70 to 30. If the Democrat is losing young people by double digit, they cannot win. And people are ready for a change. They're hungry for a change. They recognize the Obama-Clinton economy is a disaster. And what we're seeing is Republicans coming together behind our positive, optimistic, principled campaign. We can turn this country around, and we can do it if we come together.
Senator Ted Cruz in North Dakota over the weekend in a fascinating conversation. I've always thought about Senator Cruz that he is wicked smart. And really good. I mean, you get the sense that no matter what he wants to say, he's going to be able to say it and say it in such a fashion that you're going to know exactly where he's coming from, right? He's not going to leave any room for where he's at. No doubt about that. I saw that firsthand this weekend, and the crowd loved him. He was definitely a big hit there. So interesting take. And there's a lot to love about Ted Cruz. I'm telling you, just politically and where he stands, incredible. Our conversation with Ben Carson about Donald Trump when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following: a 2009 John Deere tractor 9630 with only 960 hours, a 2012 John Deere 1890 NT 60-foot air drill, and a 2006 John Deere 9860 STS combine. Numerous headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information on these items and hundreds more, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
They're not up yet, but I will have all these interviews up on the website by sometime today. We actually have video of both as well. And we'll have those up for you to see in their entirety, but giving you some excerpts today on the program as well. I have to remind you that today is a big day for the North Dakota Family Alliance. The Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet is taking place tonight in Bismarck, tomorrow night in Fargo. And I don't know if you heard our interview with the Benham brothers. They are great. Identical twins and big real estate stars. Those were the guys that were that were bounced from HGTV because they were, you know, oh, they're conservative Republicans. We can't put them on TV. No, yeah. What? They're for traditional marriage? Oh, my gosh! Get them off TV! Anyway, hey, what are we looking for? People that stand up for their beliefs, their principles, their faith, right? Examples for our kids and grandkids. It's a great story, a great message. And they're going to be tonight in Bismarck and tomorrow night in Fargo. If you want details, go to ndfa.org. There is no cost. They are having a dessert social. They call it a banquet. You come there, you hear the story of the North Dakota Family Alliance, you hear the Benham brothers, decide whether or not you want to support them or give them $5, $10, $5,000, leave them in your will, whatever. NDFA.org. Go. You will not regret it. You will love it. I trust me. You absolutely will. Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, wicked smart. I'm going to play you just an excerpt of the interview we did with him. My daughter said, Dad, you've got to ask him how long it takes to become a neurosurgeon. I'm really curious. I thought, you know, like I think I'm the smartest guy to ask all the right questions. That's a good question. What kind of commitment does it take to be a neurosurgeon? So I started with that conversation, and then it led us to, you know, okay, that experience, what you did saving lives after 16 years of schooling to get to that spot, and doing that kind of work in a pressure cooker, how's it informed what you do now in the political world in this race for president? Here's what he said.
It causes you to have to solve problems and frequently to use other resources and other people to solve those problems. So I think it's really excellent preparation. Also, you know, in my career, I had a lot of controversy because I was always pushing the envelope. You know, if something didn't work, I said, well, why doesn't it work? Well, we can't be satisfied with that. And we would come up with a way to make it work. And I think that has application to the political process as well.
Absolutely. Kevin?
I can't tell you anything about preparation as a neurosurgeon and how that prepares you to run for president, but I'm convinced he's got the right answer. It's pretty cool. You know what I would be interested in knowing, Dr. Carson, is what, now that you've been through this process, you've been to the Iowa State Fair and all the caucuses, New Hampshire, and while I think that's a rich part of our tradition, if you will, in choosing the president, I've always found it a bit, well, frankly, as a North Dakotan, I never liked that they got to pick the president and our candidate and create that early momentum that often leads to inevitability. Is there a better way to do this? And if so, you know, what would you suggest?
Well, I do think there's got to be a better way. I'm sure that if the first primary had been in North Dakota and the second one in Utah, we would have had a completely different slate of front runners. And maybe we should be thinking about having a national primary all on the same day, because, you know, what we do with the polling and with the primaries and everything is we basically manipulate people into believing that this is inevitable and this is what has to be done. And you know, people, you can't blame them. You know, they, if the pundits say this and the polls are all saying this, and they say, okay, I guess that's what we have to do. So if I had votes from all the people who said, we love Carson and his policies, but he can't win, I would win.
Where are we at right now as you see this race? You've obviously joined the Trump campaign and are very much a big part of this. So what would you say, you know, where are we at? What is the game plan?
Well, where we're at is a very critical place, particularly for the Republican Party, because the issue is, are we going to accept the will of the people? Do we believe that the people have a say, or do we believe that the political establishment are the ones who should be picking our candidate? And I don't think you've ever had a clearer example of that than what's going on right now. So it's going to be extraordinarily interesting. And I hope that the political establishment recognizes that this is an opportunity to really broaden the Republican Party. If we reject the will of the people right now, I'm not sure that it's going to bode well for the future of the party.
Yeah, I mean, what do you come back from? I mean, even the back and forth and everything going on, the National Enquirer thing now. Do you see any scenario in which Cleveland there's kumbaya?
It's going to be hard unless people, there's one scenario, and that is people become mature enough to say, you know, this process has been put in place, let it work. And let's not get in there and try to manipulate and destroy the will of the people.
Are the party leaders or the establishment, for lack of a better term, capable of that?
I'm not sure they are.
That is Dr. Ben Carson. I must say, just personally, I've never interviewed anybody for a candidate for any office with the amount of graciousness that man had. He and his wife were just phenomenal. Spent a little time talking with her about a story about the bulletproof George Washington. You ever heard that story? She was just passionate about education and kids and a well-informed electorate and how it all starts in the schools. And can you believe the story of the bulletproof George Washington isn't in our history books? And she's right. I love the story. It's one of my favorite stories. I read a David Barton book about it. Just love it. My buddy Mark Skogerboer, Mark the Freedom Poet, is on with us every once more on Freedom Fridays. Tell me about it. But they're just graceful people. Look you in the eye, warm, not pretentious in any way, wonderful. Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shot for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.